where we talk about life's adversities, the tough moments, the difficult moments, and how they benefit our life and help us live our own personal genius. It's Dr. Petruzzelli here. Thank you for joining me. And today I just want to do a little piece on judgment. If you've read my blog, Dr. Gloria Petruzzelli, I talk a lot about mindfulness. And one aspect of developing mindfulness and a mindful perspective in life is the idea of non-judgment. And so it isn't like, ooh, I'm being judgy, look at them. But I do want to talk about that kind of attitude of judgment. But in mindfulness, non-judgment means simply stepping back and not labeling, analyzing, or trying to figure it out. It just means to observe and describe what it is. I work a lot with college students, student athletes, and so one example of applying non-judgment is I had a student the other day that said, oh my God, after taking an online test, I failed, I'm stupid, I'm horrible, and they started crying. 15 minutes later, the test was scored and they realized they passed. But judgment in that situation is the labeling, the criticizing, the I'm so stupid, instead of saying, you know, I'm really disappointed, I feel upset, feel like I want to cry, which is non-judgment. It's just describing what's going on in the moment. I'm having a lot of thoughts like I'm stupid, but instead, you know, judgment personalizes it. I'm stupid. I must be stupid because I feel this way. So stepping away from judgment helps us just describe what the situation is, which then helps us be like, okay, how do I take care of myself if I'm feeling sad and overwhelmed and discouraged? Get friend support, talk to my teammates, and then just wait it out, right? Or utilize some self-talk, like, I don't know my grade yet. So I wanted to clarify that because, you know, the other aspect, so we apply, you know, non-judgment to develop a mindfulness perspective. That takes a lot of mental energy and awareness, developing awareness. So I always believe that's a beneficial skill and tool for life and sport. And this episode isn't about mindfulness. I will do one about mindfulness, but this episode is about, you know, just talking about judgment in a sense and the judging of like, ooh, they're this and that, you know. One example is like maybe someone's persistently late to a meeting. Like, oh, they're so late. They like, if I can make it to this meeting on time with XYZ, then they should be able to, right? So we project this judgment or this knowing and figuring someone out. And typically it doesn't feel good. And I think with judgment, most of us, me, I'll speak from personal experience, because when I get stressed or overwhelmed, it typically manifests in anxiety, or when situations arise that I feel uncomfortable, it's a lot of the times fear of judgment, right? When doing these podcasts, doing presentations, because I've done stuff over and over doesn't mean like I walk into it with no jitters, no nerves, no anxiety. If it goes that far, the fears, and most people's fears tend to be of judgment. Like, what are people going to think of me? People are going to laugh. They're going to think I'm stupid, all of that. So, and I'll admit, like, I have those thoughts sometimes after a presentation or after I do something. I'm analyzing, I'm going back and judging myself or trying to critique myself, which is really hard because I have high expectations. I love what I do. I put 100% into what I do. But then, you know, that little voice creeps in, the little voice of judgment creeps in and says, I bet you sounded stupid. You probably didn't know what you know, you're talking about. I wanted to talk a little bit about that because I think it's something that's always a work in progress for me. You know, as psychologists, we're challenged to analyze and to help guide, at least the way my perspective is, to help guide someone or possibly see what's going on in their life from a different perspective, to offer a different perspective. My approach isn't to tell someone what they do, what to do with their life, isn't to tell them what they should do, because I will not be living out their consequences. So if I tell them you should do X, Y, Z, and whether it goes good or bad, they're going to live out how that in their life. So I don't take that authority or responsibility over someone. But we are human. We do judge. I do judge, right? And I do try as best as I can to catch myself in that pattern. And so I guess I wanted to talk about it a little bit and how I see judgment playing out. And one thing that came out to me is when I judge, or maybe when we talk about other people judging, you know, the number one thing about it is, one, I think most of us fear it. And the other piece is that I think what it does is it's a defense mechanism. It creates distance. And distance is a safe space from vulnerability, right? So the more we judge, the more distant we feel like that person is not like me. And that margin gets bigger. So the difference between me and them is big and huge, which means I'm not vulnerable in this moment, which I really believe judgment then becomes a defense mechanism, a protection, right? And so I can see how for like, oh, that person's late. Like I'm, and then that person's late. I get here on time, this and that. So then I think it rounds about to this ego, right? This ego need to feel important, better than. And I don't know that we do a lot of this consciously. Sometimes it's unconsciously. And I don't think it's always with ill intention, but I think just the awareness can be important to examine, like, why do I judge? Because a lot of people do, and then they feel really shitty about it. Like, oh, I judge them. And I try to own that and have a safe space to talk about it or process it with people of why I get fall into that pattern. You know, I care about everybody I work with or that's in my life circle. But that doesn't mean I'm immune to judging them. I mean, I see it in my family. There are patterns of gossip and judging. And a lot of times it's for the reasons of bonding. Like a lot of judgment or gossiping, so to speak, is like a bonding exercise. You feel in the in-group. You feel close. If someone's disclosing something very personal, you feel good about it. And I think it then perpetuates the kind of gossip cycle, right? But then I think putting ourselves in the other shoes, we don't always feel good to be the one being gossiped about, or someone's bonding over how much they don't like us or how much we've bothered them, XYZ. So I guess I wanted to just share a little bit about judgment and examining that. I think, you know, it's the holidays. While it's a really joyous time, it's a really difficult time for a lot of people. Sometimes it can be stressful. And so when we react out of stress, we tend to be more judgmental. And to know, like, so it's a pattern, but for everyone, the pattern plays a different function. Sometimes it's a defense. Sometimes it's a way to bond. Sometimes it's a way to feel superior, get an ego need. Sometimes it's all of the above or something different. And I think to be aware, because, you know, to go against judgment, to halt ourselves and then take a different course means we're stepping into vulnerability, which can be really challenging for a lot of us. Because then vulnerability then opens us up to more judgment of like, I just bared my heart and my soul. What are they going to think of me? And I feel like a lot of us struggle with that. I feel in the world of athletics, which is typically where I work in the day-to-day, in athletic culture and athletic department, there's not a whole lot of vulnerability. We're still breaking the stigma around being able to share feelings and be human, but also recognize that we're tough as well, that we can handle the competition and, you know, performance at elite levels. But just, you know, if we step outside of that, just the basic human being and looking at, you know, judgment, and I think this can be a much longer episode if we break it down. But I just wanted to share that because I think 'tis the season where we're looking at everybody's pictures and they have matching pajamas and it's so beautiful. And I'm not knocking those pictures, but not everyone's life is like that. And I do know that a lot of people, and I've been victim to it myself, look on social media and then we automatically judge ourselves. Like, I'm not like that. My life isn't like that. You know, last year, me, Ken, and Ari were really in survival mode because Ari was a newborn and figuring it out. I'm like, yep, my life is definitely not looking like any of those matchy pajamas where the baby's just sitting there all calm. Like, yeah. But I think going back to this idea of judgments and how it plays out in our life, and most often how we judge others consciously or unconsciously is a projection of how we judge ourselves. So there's a quote by Wayne Dyer that judging someone says more about you than the person that you're judging, right? So judging someone is more of a reflection about you than the person that you're judging or the situation. I like to say check yourself before you wreck yourself, because I think none of us want to feel that way. But in the same instance, like, look at the reason why. If we cannot judge our judging, which is a mindfulness practice. So when you catch yourself judging, again, don't judge yourself. I'm such a shitty person. I'm judging them, whatever. Just say, like, what is the function of this? A tool to create distance because I don't want to be vulnerable? Is it a tool to make me feel better? Is it just a pattern like that I've seen played out in my family and I just feel like it's a habit? Can be really helpful to be a better person, to feel like, you know, it's a season of kindness and being considerate. One exercise is like when you, in Sacramento, there's a lot of, you know, homeless population. When you look at them, do we react and say, oh my God, what's wrong with them? They're just a trash to society. Or we say, wow, they're a human being and something happened to them to get them in that space. Something happened to them for them to be in this life. How can I exercise some compassion, right? Because I think flip side of judgment can be compassion, to step back and say, I am not any one of us as human and could end up in a condition that we did not anticipate ourselves to be in. So that's just a little spiel that kind of ran across my mind today and thinking about it. I certainly want to expand a little bit more on mindfulness and how I think it's beneficial for getting through the adverse moments. But you know, some of the most gritty things, I mean, we think about judgment, the fear of judgment, how it plays out in our life, and we can learn a lot of our personal genius. We can learn a lot about ourselves if we just stop and examine this pattern, which I think, you know, will create less distance and more realization and connection that we're all just human in this experience together. So have a good one. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.